you from the heart of forgotten America with a big dose of common sense and full contact conversation. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, July 29, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, your sweet tooth is going to get more expensive. Hershey's raising prices on all of its chocolate and candy. It's about to get serious. They're targeting Halloween candy for price increases. Talk about frightening. Number two, in a plot that would make Hollywood shake its head in disbelief, a brazen theft of tens of millions of dollars worth of gold pulled off by thieves dressed as cops driving fake police cars and trucks. $30 to $40 million stolen. And number one, Donald Trump slammed Elijah Cummings for the conditions in Baltimore, and of course, Democrats go crazy and call him racist. But they fail to remember Baltimore's own mayor was disgusted by the city just last year, and Bernie Sanders did the same in 2015. And Bernie, by the way, led the charge out there to call Donald Trump a racist right after this tweet. That seems a bit rich, doesn't it? Now, I've got a couple of brand new tweets here for you because I want to share them with you that came out in the last little bit. Donald Trump was out tweeting at midnight, and he was back up tweeting at just after 6 this morning. But, you know, you've got some things to do. I've known Al for 25 years. Al Sharpton said he was on his way to Baltimore. Of course he is. Al Sharpton, the huckster, the rent-a-riot master. Donald Trump tweeting this about a half an hour ago. I have known Al for 25 years. Went to fights with him and Don King. Always got along well. He loved Trump. He would ask me for favors often. Al is a con man, a troublemaker. Always looking for a score, just doing his thing. Must have intimidated Comcast and NBC. Hates whites and cops. 17 minutes ago. Baltimore, under the leadership of Elijah Cummings, has the worst crime statistics in the nation. 25 years of all talk, no action. So tired of listening to the same old bull. Next, Reverend Al will show up to complain and protest. Nothing will get done for the people in need. Sad. And just 2 minutes ago, if the Democrats are going to defend the radical left squad and King Elijah's Baltimore fail, it will be a long road to 2020. The good news for the Dems is they have the fake news media in their pocket. So there it is, Elijah Cummings targeted by the president on Saturday and called him out for failures in Baltimore in his 7th congressional district there in Maryland. And of course, the Democrats, the left, the news media started screaming, racist, because that's all they've got. Racist is all they can come up with. Does it even mean anything anymore? Seriously, the term racist is used so often by so many people for so many things. It's just, if you don't have an argument, if you don't have something to say, well, Baltimore's a great place. No, Baltimore is the third most violent city in America. It's among the poorest cities in America. It has gotten considerably worse. The violent crime rate, in fact, in Baltimore this year, running well ahead of last year. 187 homicides in Baltimore already this year. It's only got a population of 621,000. Almost 200 murders already. Quite a place for the boys and girls. But Bernie Sanders was among the first to come out and attack Donald Trump for slamming Elijah Cummings' failures to do anything for his district. I mean, isn't that what a member of Congress is supposed to do? Go to Washington. Help your constituents. Build your district. In Baltimore in the last 25 years, has it improved? No. No, it hasn't. And Elijah Cummings being declared a hero? Everybody's a hero. And anybody who criticizes a person of color in power is a racist, which is nonsense. You know it, and so do I. Bernie Sanders, among the very first to blast President Trump for suggesting that Baltimore was a crime-infested, rat-infested mess. It seems to be borne out by the evidence at hand. The Baltimore mayor just last year, touring the city, said it smelled like dead animals. It smelled like rats. It was horrible, she said. We played that for you in hour number one. But here in hour number two, a more special event. We found Fox 11 coverage of Bernie Sanders' visit to Baltimore in 2015 when he was a presidential candidate. Fox 11 walked along with Bernie Sanders and got his comments about the city of Baltimore and what he was seeing. I want you to hear this report. It's a bit long, but I want you to hear the whole thing because it is very instructive. Bite number one with Bernie Sanders. Go.
The crowded tour through West Baltimore, clearly an eye-opener for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
What are your impressions as you walk our city?
Well, one would not know that you're living in the wealthiest country in the history of the world. What you look at is what would a third world country look like. And it's a pretty sad state of affairs.
Sanders tour guides along Pennsylvania and North Avenues, local clergy members on a mission.
I wanted him to see it as a potential president, the real work that has to be done in this city.
The presidential candidate also visited the now infamous area where police arrested Freddie Gray in April.
It is stunning that we're less than an hour away from the White House and the United States Congress.
We spoke with an undecided voter watching the scene unfold.
But make changes. We need changes.
Are you worried this is just sort of a press opportunity?
Exactly. Like everyone else. All for the media, you know? Is it going to make a difference?
Religious leaders from Baltimore and other urban areas are seeking that difference. And they met with Sanders at the Freddie Gray Empowerment Center to discuss issues like education, racial profiling, incarceration, and capital investment.
This time around, we cannot just give our vote away to either the Democrat or the Republican Party. We do not want just empty promises. We wanted to hear a plan and a policy.
Tomorrow, this same group will travel to Washington, where they will meet with Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who also wants to be president, and they would like to also have a meeting with Hillary Clinton. Live at the Freddie Gray Empowerment Center, Deborah Wiener, WBAL, TV 11 News.
And that's how they covered it in September of 2015. Bernie Sanders said it was a third world country, less than an hour from the White House. Was Bernie called a racist? No, of course not. Bernie was put on a pedestal. But the fact of the matter is simple. Baltimore and all these other inner city areas of the United States have fallen behind, have been forgotten, have been forsaken for something else. Elijah Cummings, this is your district. This is your problem. And you, sir, have done nothing about it. Al Sharpton coming with his renter riot and his circus wagons will do nothing to create a better place for Baltimore. It will only bring CNN cameras and the hordes of media whores to cover it. And Al Sharpton will raise more money to pad his own pockets, but will it help anyone in Baltimore or any of the other inner cities in this country that need help? No, not one bit. So when you look at that, I wonder if Democrats, it's time for a change, they said. Time for a change, I heard that voter say. He's right. It is time for a change. It's time to do something different in these cities that have been ruled by Democrats for decades. That obviously has not worked very well. Now, has it? 14 after.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.